What are the goals of Soulfire Farms?
So Soulfire Farm is an Afro-Indigenous centered community farm committed to uprooting racism and seeding sovereignty in the food system. And part of that is that we raise and distribute life-giving food as a means to end food apartheid. So we have an 80-acre farm in Grafton, New York, and we grow food on that farm, and we also share that food through a no-cost CSA program that we call Solidarity Shares in the capital region, so Albany, Troy, Schenectady. And we also host farm trainings in Grafton. We definitely used to have more programs on the farm, but in COVID times, we've also shifted a lot of our programming online so that we can reach more people. But overall, our goals rest in three areas, acknowledging that there's a need for transformation through justice, ecology, and healing. And part of this, too, is we host an online uprooting racism training that delves deep into the history and structural realities of racial injustice and help people develop an understanding of the movement strategies of frontline communities that are struggling for food sovereignty. So really, overall, our aim at Soulfire Farm is to provide access to life-giving food, both through programs like our no-cost CSA program and also through allowing folks or teaching folks the skills they need to create their own gardens, not only through our farm immersion program, but also we have programs like Soulfire in the City where folks can sign up to be taught how to set up their own raised bed gardens in the city and grow their own vegetables, and also to connect with one another, because what we realize is that a lot of the suffering that many of us go through is just from this disconnection between ourselves and sort of the ancestral ways that we used to know. And by sharing these skills with as many people as possible, we're able to nourish our hearts, minds, and bodies with this knowledge that was sort of stripped away from any of us.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So do you think urban farming efforts in general could have positive impact on communities that are living in food deserts?
I definitely do. I think urban farming can especially help shift the oppressive systems that prevent equal access to life-giving food. And I did want to point out too that the term that we prefer to use is over food desert is food apartheid. Even though food desert definitely paints a clear picture of what we're up against, it sort of infers that food desert is a naturally occurring sort of reality, when really it's a system designed to oppress people within it. So, you know, urban farming allows us to sort of explore these skills of growing our own food. And for me, especially, I you know, healthy food is obviously like gives life and nourishes our bodies. But I think a big part of it too, what helps communities is sort of this, your ability to like have agency over the food system, just with your participation in growing your own food, and even just like being outside and interacting with plants and interacting with neighbors. I think that beyond the food are those relationships that can really, you know, help fortify a community. And, you know, for me, like I live in Lansingburg and there's no grocery store within walking distance of my house. But by growing my own food or urban farming, I'm able to feed my family crops of my choice, including those that are more culturally appropriate. And sometimes difficult to find in the grocery store. So I can, you know, grow whatever I want, but also I'm able to share my bounty with my neighbors, and also just the value of modeling what can happen in a small growing space, I think is really important.
Definitely. Food has like such an important role in human culture and interaction that, you know, it's just incredibly important to both health and like physical and mental.
Definitely. You know, a lot of us are, I feel like we were raised to do the opposite, right? It's like, we need to go to the grocery store and we need to, you know, rely on someone else as a way to sort of prove our self-worth. But we've all been conditioned to think these things, right? And so I think urban farming is just a nice way for us to explore what we're able to do.
What are your thoughts on how food and its accessibility, you know, can impact both individuals and communities?
This is a big question. I feel like I could talk about this all day. But what comes up for me in the context of food access in this way is, like, I'm from Hawaii, and the last time I read, it was something like 90% of the food is imported to the island. And around 30% of agricultural land is owned by big seed companies like Monsanto. And so I can speak for how I was raised and my family's practices, that this reality, this lack of food access, not only prevented us from having access to nourishing food, but it also normalized our reliance on the bigger systems that were designed to oppress us. Mm-hmm. So my family is just one example, but you know, because we had been separated from more culturally appropriate diet, many of my family members have diabetes, have heart disease, and all sorts of cancer. And so aside from making my people sick, I think the lack of food access has caused us to forget the ways of our ancestors, because we were conditioned to think that we must adapt to the colonizers' ways to survive and succeed. So for me, this is like much more than what ends up in our bellies. I think it's, you know, how we spend our time working at desks from 9 to 5 and shifting our values away from our basic needs of food, clothes, and shelter. Mm-hmm. I feel like that separating us from our food means that we've been separated from our culture, and the power of our culture to help us survive as humans. And I imagine the same can be said for many folks, but that's what that question brings up for me, is just thinking about like my roots and like where I've come from and how I've witnessed the impact of food access on my family. Yeah, and I know like for my grandma, like I've always been like made fun of by my family, like, oh, you like to grow your own food. It's almost like they think it's comical. That means I can't like make the money to take care of myself, mm-hmm. right? But I think that it's been really enriching to sort of go back to my great grandmother's ways, and a really nice way to connect with family and neighbors. And I feel really grateful to have that experience.
Yeah, definitely. In what ways do you think things like food accessibility and urban farming, how do you think they can be promoted?
Yeah, well, I personally am a firm believer in just getting outside and being a spectacle and being kind and generous with your knowledge and share resources if you have them. I feel like the bulk of my so-called promotions of my growing practice are made when a passerby witnesses me harvesting or weeding and puttering out on the sidewalk. You know, it allows for spontaneous conversation. And it feels really, really important for me to build relationships and build the trust that it takes to encourage folks to explore things like urban farming and gardening and food as a way to connect. It seems like a really basic thing, right? But I do think it's really crucial, especially for those of us who have significant experience and been doing this for years, to remain humble and approachable so that all walks of life feel comfortable to ask questions and feel safe learning something new. I know like in my experience, you know, some folks are like, I want to come and garden with you, but I'm nervous. I don't know anything. And I think it's really, really important for those of us who, you know, have the skills, like be super outspoken and outgoing with like what you know, and be approachable and make the information accessible to as many people as possible. That's what I think. The most effective way we can promote urban farming or gardening is to acknowledge that it's a way for us to learn together. It's a way for us to learn very basic survival skills together and to, you know, find solidarity in the shared need for food and our innate connection to the land and the power of our know-how and just the generosity of resources that are at our fingertips. And the more people we talk to, the more people we can be kind to and share with, the more people will be curious about learning how to grow their own food and have their own garden.
Yeah, awesome. So do you have any suggestions or tips for people attempting urban farming?
Depending on where you are, I definitely suggest getting in touch with your city government. I know, like in Troy, I can speak for Troy, there's often quite a few vacant lots available. If you get in touch with the City of Troy Tax Assessor's Office, they typically put out a list so that you can get, you know, I think we bought a lot for $50. So very low cost land. I know when I left Hawaii, I never thought that I would actually own land. So land can be pretty accessible in the city. But with that said, if you are buying an urban plot, familiarize yourself with other gardeners in the community. There are a lot of other organizations that exist too. Probably, you know, I can speak for the Capital Region. There are places like the Radix Center, Soul Fire Farm, Capital Roots. I'm sure I'm forgetting others. There's a lot of resources. And so just like connecting with the folks in your community that have existing programs that can point you to more resources, just build those relationships so that you can scale up and make friends, share tips. And also, like, I always tell people, and it often feels like hard to say out loud because it doesn't feel like I'm saying much, but a lot of gardening and farming, I feel like, is just staying put and paying attention, observing what's happening, paying attention to what's working, what's not working, and acknowledging that, you know, learning takes time. And you're not going to learn overnight. And the moment that you stop learning is the moment that you should probably start learning again. So just being open-minded and being curious about the land and what you're capable of when you're caring for it.